You'll be all right. The thing is, and this is what I teach strongly, never go on elongated fast more than 3 days unless you really know that God is telling you to do that. Because there's commitment that goes with that. So you should never go on elongated fast unless the Holy Spirit's telling you to go on elongated fast. 3 days, everybody should be doing 3 day fasts. They're really easy. Bible school students this year are, I think it's part of your curriculum, you're going to have to do a 2 week fast. I'm just kidding. Do you see the panic come in their eyes? It was awesome. I feel so much better. Pray against sickness and disease. So read the following scriptures and rehearse them daily while you fast. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and evil, or good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? That's 1 Kings 3, 9. Ephesians chapter 1, 17 through 19. This is awesome. You can actually insert your name in here too. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you, say your name, the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your name, understanding, being enlightened, that your name may know that the hope of his calling and what the riches of his glory of his inheritance is in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. I love that verse. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 through 12. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire to be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And the verse goes on. Books you should be reading. Read the Bible. Biblios. You know, there are people that honestly have never read the Bible. And if you've not read the Bible, I would encourage you to start with the book of James. Book of James is a great book. It's very practical. You'll enjoy it. And it actually reveals things about yourself. It's so powerful. The book of James is an awesome book. Now, if you're writing notes, I'm going to tell you how to read the Bible. Are you ready? I'm going to teach you. Read the book of James to Jude. James to Jude. Then go back to Matthew and read to Jude. And then get a hold of me after that. Stay out of the book of Revelations. Just to encourage you. Stay out of the book of Revelations, even though we're you want to go from James to Jude.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think it's 17. Ephesians 1, 17 through 19. And then Colossians 1, 9 through 12. Okay. Yep, 3:9. I'm sorry, I'm from Boston. And I've slowed down.
No, speaking fast is fine, but understanding is a little slower.
Yeah, honestly, guys, and this is a great part about, we keep these archives for 1 year. You can go back and watch all of the Rock Solid Faith all the way back 1 year. You can watch all the sermons. In fact, Sunday's message. How many were here at first service? First service was actually better than second service. I would encourage you to go back and watch first service. Not that second service was bad, but first service was more powerful even in the word than second service. I'd encourage you to go back and watch first service again. Now you go to histabernacle.com, you go up to watch, WATCH, and then you go to archives. It opens all the archives. It has Sunday sermons. It has first and second sermon on there. Go to the first sermon. And it has Rock Solid Faith all the way for a year back. Okay? We do that for you. What's that, hon? Yep. We do that for the body of Christ because we just believe that there's times you got to go back and re-devour what you're hearing. Hearing it once just isn't enough. It was really cool. It was a cool Sunday. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. The television program on Sunday mornings? The television program on Sunday mornings, I think, is about 6 weeks behind. Yeah, I think it's about 6 weeks. Now, really cool, because we're pretty much done the chapter. We just got an offer. Our church just got an offer to go international for television. So it's the first time they actually came to us and said, we'd like you to be on Dish Network. And so that's an option for us. We're still praying about it. There are things we'd have to do to accomplish that. But Dish Network on one of the new Christian TV programs that will open up. Then to DirecTV, which they're working with on that same same program, which will open us up to 50 million households.
Yeah,
and that's prime time. Yeah, it really is awesome. It's pretty much what we're paying local. We'll be able to pay that internationally. Really cool. So that's just stuff. If you can keep that in prayer, that'd be great, because we don't want to step out of God's will. And if that's not what he wants for us, then that's not a big deal. You know, it's about Jesus touching people. Amen? So coming off the fast is just important. Like I said, please make sure if you're coming off, you do it wisely. Do it wise. I mean, really, it won't kill you, but you'll wish you died. I mean, stomach cramps, like hanging on to John on both ends is just not a fun experience. Some of you already had that because of alcohol. It's worse when you eat Ruby Tuesdays, okay? So don't do it. All right, anybody have questions concerning fasting and prayer? I know this is a shorter chapter, everybody, than normal. It's like before 8 o'clock. I mean, nobody in the room knows what to do with themselves. Anybody have questions? Yes, I'm sorry.
Medicines that we take daily, we do not.
No, you stay with your medications. And actually, if you're on a lot of medications, you should probably go to your doctor and say, I want to fast for a day. And he'll say, why? And you say, because spiritually, the Bible tells me to fast. And I want to fast safe, doctor. How do I fast safe? Now, if they're not a Christian doctor, they're looking at you like you're out of your mind. Okay? So, but if your doctor tells you cannot take your medications and be safe, then you want to fast things, okay? Or coffee. You won't die if you don't drink coffee. Then you don't drink coffee?
I don't drink caffeine.
You don't drink, okay, well that's,
I drink coffee, but I drink caffeine.
Well, I love you.
And you're right, you do get headaches.
It's true. Yeah, it's horrible. Anybody else got a question concerning fasting? Yes? Okay, good. Any question you want? Yes. Okay, let me stop you right there so I can say it online. The question is, a lot of people are watching what's happening in the nation, and then a lot of people have read The Harbinger.
And so in the book, it talks about that there's been a breach of the wall of protection for the nation.
That there were certain things that were done by America that breached and opened the wall of protection upon America. Because of the sins of the nation and the nation not being, I have to say it because they can't hear you, and not being godly, this is judgment, right?
And so my question is this, okay, so some people feel that what's been happening is judgment, whereas I know other people really believe in the power of prayer and really believe that God answered prayer relative to the hurricane that went from a category 4 down to 1.
Right. So some people are calling it judgment, and some people are saying that God's hand is moving and changing. So you want my opinion?
Yes.
My opinion is that it's not the judgment of God. Okay? Now, the Bible says that the earth groans. It groans. Romans chapter 8. Why does the earth groan? Well, because Christ is coming. Jesus is coming. Now, listen, you cannot look at what's happening and not know that it is the signs of the times. It says earthquakes will increase. There were 142 earthquakes in the Idaho. I was in Idaho. I believe there were almost 50 earthquakes in Idaho when I was there the 4 days that I was there. There were 142 earthquakes in that area. Montana's on fire. Yeah, it was an earthquake of 8.1. It was 8.1 in Mexico. 2.1 was felt all the way in Campeche. And then also we have the hurricanes. We have the floods. Signs of the time, man. This is all about signs of the time. This is not about God judging America. America is still. And if you've never traveled abroad, the one thing you'll find is that if you have not traveled abroad, you see all the sins that are in America, but America is still the most holy nation on the planet. Seriously. I mean, yes, we've killed a lot of babies, and yes, we've done a lot of sins, but when you compare it to the rest of the world, not even stinking close. Not even close. We are still a very holy country. Very holy country. Correct. And so, you know, I don't believe it's God's judgment. God uses America to fund the missions of the world. Without America, the gospel of Christ will not penetrate the planet. I don't know if you know that or not. Without America, America funds missions. We fund it. That's how the people of the world are hearing, is because of American churches. And so, you know, God's not judging us. There will be a judgment. Remember, when you sin privately, God judges privately. When you sin regionally, God will judge regionally. When you sin nationally, God will judge nationally. When you judge world, God will judge world. And there will be a judgment. The amazing part, when you start studying end time principles, is that you find that there's an army of the north, an army of the south, and an army of the east, but there is no army of the west. Majority of the prophets and majority of the theologians believe that America is gone at that point in time. We no longer are a world power, and either we are completely disintegrated, and if you pay any attention, you're recognizing that what's happening in North Korea is not new. It's very old. We've been preparing for that. I have people that I chat with that are in the government. We've been preparing for that for almost 15 years. And what's happening right now with the ballistic trials that they're doing, they'll be able, well, they said they could destroy Guam in 15 minutes, you know, from the moment they hit the thing. Now they're doing transcontinental, so America is in line. And we just need to recognize that the world hates us because we are truly pressing the gospel all over the world. And America is not found in end time prophecy, nowhere. Yes. How would you answer the question to your friend that God is doing all this? Well, I think the question would always come down to, when you look at the nature of our God, the very character of our God, God never has ever punished his saints with the sinner. There's always a divide. When we went through the principles of the judgment, there are two judgments. You have the Bema Seat judgment, which is for the believer, and you have the White Throne judgment, which is for the unbeliever. There are different judgments. Why are there different judgments? Because God is not going to judge his saints, his believers, his sons and daughters at the same seat that he judges an unbeliever. God has never judged the world. He has never come against any of the time when his children, the children of Israel, he did not judge them when they were walking right with the sinner. There was always a separation. And that's why there is going to be a rapture of the church, because the great tribulation period is true judgment, especially the last 3.5 years, that is judgment upon the earth and upon the people of the earth for the rejection of God. But the saints will be gone.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm from Florida, and I escaped the hurricanes to come here. And it brought me here to this place today, which is a great message. I'll probably look you up online to continue to follow.
Thank you. Yes.
I don't see it as a bad thing or God throwing. It just
happens. That's right.
We have snowstorms where I'm originally from.
Yep.
We have snowstorms up here.
That's right. So it's not judgment.
It goes along with our lifestyles and
where we live.
But the blessing came out of that, and I think a lot of us have realized that we took the opportunity to go and do other things. We did heed their warnings and stuff, and it's been a beautiful little travel.
Awesome.
Going back home so more opened and refreshed.
Yeah.
And
the Bible says that God can make all things work together for good that come against us. It doesn't mean that all things are good, but he can make them work for good.
Yeah.
And a really cool thing, too, is the testimony of the bishop. He's in Miami, our bishop. There was his church is all glass, by the way. There was not one pane broken. So his house was not damaged at all. There's debris all around his house, but there was a flooding in his street. But his house was not damaged. The church itself was not damaged, which is in and of itself a glass house. Literally, it's a glass house. No damage. It's a God thing. My motorcycle is good. My father checked on it today. Anybody else got a question? Yes.
It's like I grew up.
Now remember, I got to repeat everything you say. I got it. I got to do live stream. It's not on? Oh, great. Then say whatever you want.
All right. England used to be a.
You got to talk loud though, or nobody can hear you.
England used to be a godly country.
England used to be a godly country.
Turn their back on the Jews. God took all their possessions all over the world, a good portion of them away. And that's what's going to happen to the United States.
I would really encourage everyone, if you've not read The Harbinger, to read The Harbinger. Yeah. If you don't want to read The Harbinger, you can get it on, what do they call that?
Audiobook.
The Harbinger, H-A-R-B-I-N-G-E-R, The Harbinger. You need to read it. It will open your eyes to every time America has stepped away from Israel, that judgment has come upon the American society, not against the believers, but against society. So you need to pay attention. That is a phenomenal book. You need to get it. You need to get it, The Harbinger. And then he has another one after that, too. What's it called? Yep, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, C-A-H-N, or K-A-H-N, C-H-A-N. So you need to get that book, okay? Anybody else have a question? We are still at 8 p.m. This is miraculous. Well, all right, let's stand. I want to remind you what this weekend is. This weekend is Welcome Home Weekend. We used to just do a Sunday. Now it's a whole weekend. It's going to be awesome starting on Saturday night. We are going to have, and I guess it's going to be 80 degrees and beautiful. So we're going to be having food. What else are they doing?
Family-oriented games.
No, the dunk tank is until Sunday, but to the raffle for who's going to win to dunk us is on Saturday night. Okay? So what you want to do is if you want to bid to dunk the pastors, you got to be there Saturday evening to do that. And I would encourage none of you to come. I'm really not interested. I really was not excited that they told me I was going to the dunk tank. That did not really exhilarate me, huh? What's it? 5:30 p.m. 4:30 it starts. Is food. It's gonna be just a great time. Come bring friends. You know, people that don't go to church. Bring them out. They're gonna have a great time, man. This is where you have the opportunity to invite your friends and get them oriented around people of the church. You know, and this will get them acclimated so they come on Sunday morning and God can touch their life and change their life. You know, that's our goal is. On Sunday morning, there's drama. There's spoken words. It's always a special Sunday for us. The children are singing. We have a choir that's going to be singing. So a bunch of stuff has happened. There's a skit, correct?
Yes.
You're in the skit?
No.
No, you're not in the skit?
I am.
You're in the skit? You're not in the skit?
Yes, I'm in
the skit. Okay. The skit, we have a skit on Sunday. I'm preaching a little bit. I'm preaching short on Sunday. But we're also going to be going into relationship, series on relationships, on singles and on married folks. Going at the end of September into October. And then again, we have Brother John Abanzini going to be with us in October, man. You don't want to miss that. I don't care what you got to cancel. Cancel every vacation you already have planned. You need to be here for John Abanzini.
That's right.
Yes. I think 2-2.
The 22nd.
Yep, October 22nd. Okay, you don't want to miss. Hey, you. You don't want to miss. Seriously, it's going to be that good. You don't. Well, this will be the last time you probably will ever hear him. Ever. He was not even on the road. He's 81 or 82. He went back on the road a year ago. He has been off the road for many years. This guy here, you don't want to miss him. The anointing, especially for your personal finances, you don't want to miss it. You want him to lay hands on you. You want him to pray over you. You want God to touch you through that anointing that he carries. Very, very powerful. So, Father, we just speak blessing over this house, blessing over the people of this house, blessing, God, over our fasting. Oh, Jesus, help us fast. Lord, we pray, Father, that, Lord, our stomachs will not win, our flesh will not win, and that God will give you glory as we draw closer to you. Lord, we bind any any spirit, God, that would try to draw anybody away from your kingdom, anybody away from relationship with you. We bind that spirit in the name of Jesus, and we declare that, Lord, we'll all come closer, know you greater, be more like you, and do great things for your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless the offering, and Lord, and everything that we do for your name's sake. And everybody said, for those who don't know, every Tuesday we receive an offering, and we always encourage you, always bring a gift to the King's house. It's always important to bring a gift to the King's house. Yeah.